Welcome to the first episode of Formulation Masters, a podcast brought to you by Cargill. Throughout this series, we'll be speaking with some of our top ingredient and application experts, gaining insights on how to navigate the biggest challenges facing food and beverage formulators. My name is Pam Stauffer, and I'll be your host for today's conversation, which will focus on the rapidly growing dairy alternatives space. With me is Christine Addington, Cargill's Technical Manager for Dairy and Plant-Based Dairy Alternatives. Christine, to get things started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Pam. Well, I've been obsessed with food as long as I can remember. I was inspired by my dad at an early age to sample and venture some dishes like alligator tail. Early in my career, I spent days creating new cheese product lines, and then I worked on functional beverage and cultured products. Now with Cargill, I partner with our customers across the dairy and dairy alternative space, advising on reformulation projects and new product development, and helping to solve formulation challenges and troubleshoot technical issues.
Before we go into too much detail, maybe you could give us a bit of background on the dairy alternatives category. I know consumer interest in dairy alternatives has been growing by leaps and bounds, but which categories are gaining the most traction?
If we step back, you'll recall that dairy alternative movement originated with plant-based milks, and that remains the single biggest segment to this day. However, in the last 5 years, we're seeing interest to spread across other traditional dairy applications with brands investing in plant-based yogurts, creamers, ice cream, and even cheese. A big part of that growth into these new applications stems from the improvements we made in both ingredients and formulation expertise. Those advances are allowing product developers to capitalize on the increasing consumer appetite for plant proteins with an ever-widening array of trendy dairy alternative products.
It sounds like there's a lot of innovation happening, but I know some of the early forays in the category fell a little short of consumer expectations. What makes dairy-free formulations so difficult?
Regardless of the application, the toughest challenge is replacing those dairy proteins. They are highly functional in formulas, performing all kinds of roles. We count on their emulsification properties. We delight in the creamy mouthfeel they create and appreciate their status as a complete quality protein. They also have a very clean flavor. They provide thickening and gelling, and they offer synergies with other ingredients. I can't think of any single plant protein on the market that comes close to doing all of that. As a result, when we remove dairy from the equation, we impact flavor, texture, and appearance. But unfortunately, consumer expectations don't change. So if these plant-based products are going to be successful with mainstream consumers, we have to match their dairy counterparts in all three of their critical sensory attributes.
It really is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, dairy alternatives are attracting mainstream consumers, but on the other hand, those consumers come into the market expecting these dairy alternative products to look, feel, and taste just like their full dairy counterparts. Is that even possible?
It is. We have so many tools in our toolbox today, but that doesn't mean it's an easy task. Ingredient selection is key, and there are several factors to keep in mind. I always advise our customers to seek out plant proteins that have a clean flavor. There are so many new botanical proteins on the market, but some have earthy or beany notes, and these flavors can be really hard to overcome. From there, we look for texturizing ingredients that can provide the missing functional attributes. Fibers, starches, hydrocolloids, and emulsifiers are some of the options that can help. Solubility is another factor product developers need to keep in mind. Too many of the dairy alternative products out there have a gritty or sandy texture, and that's because some of the ingredients being used, particularly the plant proteins, have solubility issues. Finally, formulators need to choose a fat source that works well for their application. What works well in a frozen dessert may not be the best choice for a creamy yogurt alternative.
Okay, so how do we put it all together? When it comes to formulation, where should product developers start?
Well, a good place to start is your base, which is usually either water or plant-based butter. Whatever you choose is going to impact your color, flavor, and ultimately the final texture of your product. From there, we typically look at plant proteins. For brands planning to make a protein claim, that has to be factored into the formulation early on. And of course, proteins play a big role in flavor, structure, and texture. Then we turn to fats. I advise selecting a fat source that emulates dairy in both nutrition and mouthfeel. But again, whatever you use is going to affect both texture and flavor. With those key pieces in place, it's time to look to texturizers like starches, hydrocolloids, and fibers to fill in the gaps. They can help with water binding, mouthfeel, emulsification, viscosity, gelling, and especially in frozen desserts, freeze-thaw stability.
I know protein selection is the key consideration, but there's so many choices on the market today. Do you have any recommendations?
First, it's really key to understand that not all proteins are created equally. The dairy proteins we're replacing, caseinate and whey, are highly functional. They bring lots of nutritional value and provide emulsification, texture, and binding. They offer a clean taste and excellent solubility as well. In the botanical world, the closest we can come to all of that is soy protein. You have to remember it's been on the market a long time, which is why we've learned to get so much functionality out of it. But soy isn't always the right choice for every consumer and every brand. Pea protein is another good plant-based option. It provides nice texture, emulsification, and water binding properties. It also is highly soluble, which is absolutely critical in these dairy alternative applications. One word of caution, however, don't assume all pea proteins taste the same. Cargill offers purest pea protein, which has a very clean taste profile, but other sources may have some off flavor issues. Of course, there are a lot of other plant proteins on the market today. We've seen options like wheat, corn, and potato gain traction in some applications, but they are not always a good fit for the dairy alternative space. With limited solubility, these proteins seem to inevitably lead to gritty or sandy textures, which is far from ideal for dairy alternatives. Chickpea, fava bean, and oat proteins are the other newcomers to the dairy alternative stage. Chickpea and fava bean protein are popping up in some vegan cheese, mayo, and plant butter labels. They have really good emulsifying properties, but they do trail soy and pea in other areas, especially nutritional value. Oat protein is also being used in this space. Its flavor profile lends itself well to the dairy alternative space, but functionally it has a lot of limitations. It's not very soluble and it won't contribute much towards emulsification and gelling. For brands that want to use oat protein, they are going to really need to rely heavily on texturizers to round out that formula.
Speaking of texturizers, can you walk us through some of the options that are available to formulators?
Typically, when we think about texturizers, we're talking about plant fibers, starches, hydrocolloids, and emulsifiers like lecithins. In the dairy alternative space, chicory root fiber is especially popular. Part of its appeal comes from its amazing versatility. You'll find chicory root fiber in a variety of forms, including differing degrees of solubility, polymerization, relative sweetness, fiber content, molecular weight, and branching structures. As a result, Cargill offers a number of SKUs under their Allego fiber portfolio to accommodate a range of functional needs. For example, we have SKUs that can mimic fat by forming gels, helping replicate the rich, creamy mouthfeel consumers expect in dairy alternative products. We have other chicory root fiber options that function more like a sugar aiding with freezing point depression in frozen dessert applications. In reduced sugar applications, chicory root fiber also serves as a bulking agent, which again, helps to create a rich, full-bodied product. Plus it adds fiber to the nutrition facts panel, so it's a really great nutritional benefit. From there, we can turn to starches, hydrocolloids, and lecithins to help fulfill other functional gaps. Starches, for instance, provide structure and mouthfeel and help with water binding to reduce synuresis, which is especially critical in plant-based yogurt formulations. Starches can even impact color, helping formulators achieve the white hue long associated with traditional dairy yogurt. Cargill offers highly functional, clean label native starch options, as well as modified starches, all from a variety of different botanical sources. In plant-based applications, Cargill's label-friendly SimPure starches work especially well in vegan pudding, dairy yogurt, and dairy alternative beverages, providing a creamy and indulgent mouthfeel. Hydrocolloids are also a widely used ingredient in dairy alternative formulas. A small amount of pectin or carrageenan can dramatically improve a product's texture as these products form gels to help thicken products and impart a creamy mouthfeel. Finally, on the texturizer front, we look to lecithins or other emulsifiers. These are almost essential to prevent separation in plant-based dairy applications. And as a bonus, they also help to contribute to that creamy mouthfeel, which consumers are expecting again in this space. Cargill offers lecithins in soy, canola, and sunflower. So formulators can choose the botanical source that works best for their ingredient statement.
The final ingredient category you touched on was fats and oils. What are the leading plant-based options for dairy alternatives?
I often see coconut oil, and palm kernel oil in this space. They all have really great functionality and good stability, which is key. Coconut oil is a formulator favorite in plant-based frozen desserts and a lot of beverage applications. The palm oils provide really great mouthfeel, which is why you see them used in a lot of plant-based coffee creamers, beverages, and even vegan cheeses. Sunflower oil is also popular because it offers high stability and is a familiar ingredient to consumers. Canola oil is another good choice. And given its low saturated fat and high monounsaturated fat, it's an attractive choice for the nutrition facts panel. I should also mention cocoa butter. This is a really interesting plant-based fat source because it provides a lot of hardness and offers a quick melting profile, which makes it attractive in frozen desserts and vegan ice creams, along with vegan cheese formulations. Cargill offers deodorized and bleach options, which help minimize some of the sensory attributes typically associated with cocoa butter.
Clearly, formulators have a lot of ingredient choices to help them with their dairy alternative formulations, but having a lot of options doesn't necessarily make the job easier. What are the biggest stumbling blocks when it comes to creating a winning recipe?
Most of the problems I see revolve around texture. Traditionally, dairy products rely on milk fat to provide their creamy, indulgent texture and mouthfeel. In a dairy-free formulation, we have to recreate that experience using texturizers like native starches, chicory root fiber, and pectins. Also, don't forget, they have to stand up to the harsh processing parameters that often exist in the dairy application space. Every application has its unique challenges, and the dairy alternative beverage space, protein suspension and protection are key considerations to prevent grittiness. That's why pea protein, one of the most soluble vegetable proteins available, works so well. Most alternative milk beverages have a pH of 7, which is far above pea protein's isoelectric point, which ranges from 4.5 to 5. The farther a beverage's pH is from a protein's isoelectric point, the easier it is to keep the protein in suspension. However, when we get into the low pH beverage applications, think about smoothie-style beverages, for instance, with some fruit in the mix, things get a little more difficult. The challenge really lies within the chemistry of the beverages. In these acidic applications, pH levels are much closer to the isoelectric point of pea protein, which causes the protein to hydrolyze and precipitate out of solution. However, Cargill developed pectins to surround the protein molecules, and this prevents it from breaking down and keeping it in solution. Cargill's pectins, sometimes used in combination with gel and gum or carrageenan, can really help maintain mouthfeel and prevent protein sedimentation throughout the product shelf life.
What about vegan cheese? Mimicking the complex nature of full dairy cheeses seems especially difficult.
Well, maybe it's because I started my career working with cheese, but for me, the vegan cheese space is one of the most interesting spaces out there. It is extremely difficult to mimic the functionality of dairy proteins in cheese, but we're making great strides. Hydrocolloids like carrageenan are playing a big role, helping to firm up the cheese so it can be easily shredded or sliced. And we're learning how to use starches to create the stretch that cheese consumers are expecting. A number of food manufacturers have dived into this space, launching vegan shredded cheese, sliced, and block cheese. Some are getting really close to duplicating traditional dairy cheese characteristics, and I'm very excited about it.
Matching dairy characteristics is a recurring challenge in the plant-based space. We know from our proprietary research that consumers have especially high expectations for textures in yogurt and frozen desserts. Can you offer any tips to formulators trying to develop products in those spaces?
For plant-based yogurts, consumers are looking for an indulgent, creamy, smooth texture. One option is to use higher amounts of fat, which will deliver a creamier mouthfeel, but that can be a turnoff for some health-conscious shoppers. So hydrocolloids and starches offer another avenue to achieve the same effect. Plus, they help hold moisture and prevent separation through the product shelf life. That's important because cinereses is a much greater concern in your yogurt alternatives. In traditional dairy products, dairy proteins are heated and processed to form a matrix that holds in the water. Creating that same structure using plant proteins is much more difficult. So instead, we use starches and hydrocolloids to absorb the excess water that seeps out over a product's shelf life. Of course, plant-based frozen desserts present plenty of formulation headaches too. Especially in the non-dairy frozen dessert space, many of our customers are aiming for a health halo as part of that, and they want to keep sugar levels in check. The challenge is that plant proteins create textural differences impacting hardness and melting properties, attributes we typically manage with sugar. Even in frozen desserts with higher sugar levels, it can be difficult to get flavor and texture right. Milk proteins and milk fat bring a lot of flavor, texture, and functionality to ice cream. When they are removed, they must be replaced with something that delivers a similar mouthfeel. Coconut oil is a common choice because it brings along a nice coconut flavor. And sometimes that's great, but sometimes you don't want that coconut flavor.
You bring up flavor, and as you know, that consistently ranks as the key driver of repeat purchase across food and beverage segments. But at the same time, consumers keep telling us they want options with less sugar and lower calories. How does that dichotomy impact formulation decisions?
It's a huge consideration. Many consumers are attracted to plant-based alternatives because they perceive them as healthier options to their full dairy counterparts. But if formulators bump up the sugar content to combat off flavors, that may be a non-starter with shoppers. Take yogurt. Our consumer research suggests consumers are looking for single-digit sugar levels, but some of these yogurt alternatives contain 20 grams of sugar or more. Fortunately, there are options, alternatives like high-intensity sweeteners that can help tamp down on sugar. We've used our Viatech stevia leaf extract with bulk zero calorie sweetener Zeros erythritol to create yogurt alternative prototypes with just 6 grams of sugar per serving, and they're really good. It also reemphasizes the importance of the plant protein decision. Many of the emerging plant proteins, as we discussed, have flavor baggage from earthier beany notes to astringency or bitterness. So finding a neutral flavored protein makes keeping sugar levels in check a little bit easier.
It sounds like this is a category filled with challenges and opportunities. Do you have any last advice for brands exploring dairy-free formulation?
20 years ago, plant-based products catered to a small consumer segment that was willing to compromise on taste and texture. That's just not the case today. While consumers are clearly intrigued by the tidal wave of new dairy alternative products, to prevent the category from dissolving into a passing fad, we all have to raise our formulation game. Fortunately, we have so many new and improved ingredient tools that are now available, combined with a much deeper understanding of their underlying chemistry. When you combine this improved ingredient technology with the knowledge and expertise that the ingredient suppliers like Cargill have around plant proteins, texturizers, sweeteners, fats, and oils, you really can achieve dairy alternatives that keep consumers coming back for more. Cargill is able to help bring all of this together at our applications lab in Minneapolis, which opened last March. Here we have the ability to combine our deep ingredients knowledge, processing and analytical capabilities, and our understanding of the dairy alternative space to help our customers address the difficult formulation challenges.
We covered a lot of ground today. Thanks, Christine, for sharing your insights into this rapidly evolving category.
Thanks, Pam.